I didn't go like to a broadcasting school for journalism, but I know how to read the news too. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Wow, this will put you in the holiday spirit. An elementary school principal in Nebraska was placed on administrative leave after ordering teachers to avoid Christmas celebrations in the classroom. The principal sent out a memo to all the teachers with a list of unacceptable items for the classroom. The list included using images of Santas or Christmas items on worksheets, trees in classrooms, elves on the shelves, singing Christmas carols, making ornaments, and many, many more.
So essentially just like you're not allowed to celebrate Christmas or what?
Yeah, pretty much. It was pretty insane. The principal, who even referred to herself as the unofficial Grinch, said candy canes couldn't be passed out.
Oh my Why? God.
You what can't is the problem?
She said the shape of a candy cane and its color strongly represents Christianity and Catholicism.
Okay, so essentially she is discriminating against anyone that may be or hold a Christian belief is what this principal's doing.
I guess you could say that. She says that the candy cane, I never knew this, if somebody can confirm this because I could not find it online looking this morning. She's saying that the typical candy cane being red and, you know, and white and looking like a J, the J is for Jesus, and the red is the blood of Jesus. Is that true? I never heard of that.
And also the way it gets its shape too is also because it's like a sheep's. Like when
like a rod or staff or whatever.
If you herd sheep, it's the shape of the tool you use to herd sheep, kind of like Joseph.
Well, the Bible doesn't say anything about candy canes. The Bible doesn't say anything about candy canes. If that's something that's been something that's been made up by the world, that's not biblical.
Well, I think like when it was first created, that's what it was used for. But obviously now, I mean, Christmas now and candy canes now. I mean, well, candy canes, like, always. Like, most of it doesn't even have to do with Christianity anymore. How commercialized Christmas is now, it's like, you could...
Hold on, Liv, not to cut you out. You're telling me that when baby Jesus was born, one of the three wise men did not bring a candy cane? I'm pretty sure that's in...
That might have happened, but I'm saying for
I've heard it before. I'm pretty sure it was there.
For me, there's religious reasons behind the Christmas holidays, but for a lot of people, there's not. It's just Christmas.
I don't know why we can't sell everything. I don't know why we can't celebrate Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. I mean, like, why can't we celebrate at all? Why does everybody have to get so butthurt about stuff and we can't have anything? It's not just like Christmas, 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 but you can't do anything anymore.
Where is this school?
And it's a very, very, very big state. It's called Nebraska.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Corn's allowed, though. Corn is allowed in the classroom. That is still safe.
It's just like some of the stuff that she's saying, like Santa or whatever, you know, images of Santa not being able to be used and stuff. Again, that's not biblical. That's not a Christian thing either. So a lot of people that are not Christians celebrate Christmas. So that just doesn't make any sense
to me. No, I agree. If you're taking the actual like religious part, okay, I get that.
She's going to get a lot of backlash for this.
Oh, no doubt about it. Okay, have you guys ever used a neti pot? You know, that little thing where you tilt your head and you have the water go through and your sinuses and noses all there, like
I'm
messed
too
up?
I'm scared.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm too scared.
Why are you scared?
But I know people who do.
I know people who do too. I'm too scared to like, you know, dump something like that in my nose.
Ugh.
Like, what, you think you're gonna like drown yourself?
Yeah, just the whole idea of it gives me the creeps.
Yeah, it just grosses me out. Like, I don't want to see what comes out, and also like the feeling of it going through my sinuses and like
what I
in my
do.
Forehead.
Okay, I've always wanted to try it, but there's no way in hell I'll ever do it after this. A 69-year-old woman had a seizure earlier this year. Doctors thought she might have had a brain tumor. However, during surgery, they discovered it was something much worse. Part of her brain tissue was dead, and other parts were dying. The woman became infected with an amoeba that kills brain cells slowly over time. The patient, she ended up dying, sadly.
Oh, my gosh.
The woman was using a device called the neti pot to, kind of help out with her sinuses, which likely introduced the amoeba into her system. Doctors say that, now listen to this, because you think she took precautions here. It's not like she just, like, grabbed, let me grab some pond water. Let me see how this works. Doctors say it's extremely important to use sterile saline or sterile water. They believe she was using tap water that had been through a filter, kind of like a Brita filter or something.
Right.
So not just straight up tap water, and that she'd been doing it for about a year or so previously, but somehow that little amoeba we're talking about killed her.
That is horrifying.
Absolutely insane. And I've never used a neti pot, but I've always thought about it. A lot of people I know are like, oh, yeah, I love neti pots. And finally, I am hungry, so let's wrap up Joe's Need to Know News with some food this morning. McDonald's is going to start selling cheesy bacon fries nationwide next year. I wish I could get a little sample right now. They started offering their fries with melted cheddar cheese, sauce, and smoked bacon bits at stores in California, Hawaii, and Nevada earlier this year. And they say by 2019, that will be in your food hole. So I'm down with that. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check that out and everything at joeandalexshow.com.